New supercomputing technology under development at the Energy Department. It's not too cheap, $425 million. An explosion in data and in computer power requirements are among the challenges they're trying to figure out. Secretary Ernest Moniz says the two projects, Coral and Fast Forward 2, will foster what he calls transformational advancements in basic science, national defense, environmental, and energy research. Barbara Helland is the Facilities Division Director for Advanced Scientific Computing Research at DOE. She just returned from a supercomputing conference in New Orleans and joins me now. Ms. Helland, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this new initiative. You are buying a computer, and it's going to be kind of a test bed, I guess, for some new processes, new technologies?
Well, actually, we're buying two new computers, one that will go in at Oak Ridge National Laboratory and one that will go in Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. And it's not a new program. We've been doing at Oak Ridge, the Leadership Computing Facility, since 2006. The other part of the announcement that Secretary Moniz made was for the Fast Forward 2 project, which is to work with vendors to develop the next memory cards, nodes, and things we'll need on computers in the future.
So it sounds like the explosion in big data, I guess energy has always been dealing with very, very large data sets, but it's getting to the point where we need a new kind of technology basis for the power and memory requirements?
Yes. There was a study done, I would say, in 2006 that indicated if we stayed on the same path that we were on computers, that to run a computer in 2022, it would cost me about $200 million a year. And that's just way out of line of what we could afford to pay to do, put the computers on the floor that our scientists need. So we started in 2009 thinking about how we could develop a more energy efficient computer. And the Fast Forward 1, Fast Forward 2 programs are looking at what costs, looking at the technologies that cost the most power on the computers, such as moving. You talked about data. Moving data from memory to the CPU is one of the most power-expensive parts of the computer. So we're looking at new ways of doing memory, new ways of connecting the memory to the CPU. So the computers that we have, the interesting thing is the computer we're going to put on the floor at Oak Ridge in 2017, the computer we have today, Titan, takes about 9 megawatts, and we'll get 5 to 6 times the amount of power on the next machine, Summit, that we're going to put in Oak Ridge in 2017. It'll only take 10 megawatts. So we'll get 5 to 6 times the power of the computer, but only 10% more increase in energy.
So I guess the secretary won't let you build your own coal-fired electrical plant next door to run that supercomputer.
Actually, yeah, coal fire or nuclear.
Or anything else.
Small modular, yes, that is correct.
All right, so these developments, like in getting information from memory to the CPU, is that because of the operation of like a bus and the power? I mean, what are some of the techniques to get that down?
When you start up a car, I mean, a lot of the energy that you take in driving a car is when you start it up. So it's starting it up and moving it. So moving the data across the system takes a lot of power.
And so what are some of the research, what's in the research that will help eliminate some of that power?
Well, one of the things they've done is they've, instead of having memory lined up in a row, you're now stacking it on top of each other. The other thing is we have quicker interconnects on the bits of wire on the computer node itself that connects the CPU to memory and things that... On the Titan system, we're going to have CPUs and GPUs. GPUs are what you have to run, like, the graphics on your gaming system, and they're very fast and very low-power pieces of equipment. So what we're going to have is interconnects that we can share the memory between the big CPU and the GPU and not have to go through an extra gate or an extra door to get to those.
So basically the issue is teensy tiny amounts of power multiplied by trillions.
Yes.
All right.
Most definitely.
We're speaking with Barbara Helland. She's the Facilities Division Director in the Office of Science Advanced Scientific Computing Research Program at the Energy Department. And what about working back upstream with suppliers of chips and so forth? Because a lot of advances over the years in energy reduction have come at the silicon level.
Well, and that's exactly what we're doing with the Fast Forward 2 program that Secretary Moniz announced. There we're working with vendors like AMD, which is a processor, Intel, and NVIDIA, which is the maker of the GPU chips. So we're actually working with those people, having them go off and figure out how they can design more energy-efficient chips.
Because at one time we went from, well, I'm really getting in the weeds here. Sorry if people aren't computer nerds out there listening, but from bipolar to CMOS, is there something equally revolutionary coming down the line on the chip level?
Yeah. Most likely there will be. We have started a research program in beyond CMOS, but I don't expect to see that before 23 and, you know, before 2025 probably.
And you want to retire with a new iPad by that point.
most definitely.
And what about worldwide cooperation? Because I know China is getting into the supercomputing game for its own purposes. Is there much cooperation or exchange of information with other countries that might be pursuing this so you could maybe pool some of the information? Or knowledge?
Not so much on the hardware, but we do have a partnership with Japan to start looking at software. Because a lot of the software that we run on these machines is what we call open source. So it's like your Linux that anybody can use. And, you know, of course, we have to change it so it will scale up to thousands of processors. But we are certainly looking at other areas of the world to help us with the open source software that we're going to put on these machines.
And just let's back up stairs a little minute here and just tell us what are some of the problems you're actually looking at Oak Ridge and some of the other labs.
Well, if I can, I'll stay in the energy. I mean, certainly we're looking at Oak Ridge. We've used that machine to actually look at new cooling techniques at Ford. So they can run many more design parameters and study, you know, study different effects. We've studied, you know, how water freezes on wind turbines so that we can make more efficient wind turbines in colder climates. We're looking at in trying to develop really nanoscale type screening so that we have better and more energy efficient desalinization techniques. We're looking at, you know, supernova, the whole cosmic frontier.
So it sounds like the more computing power you get, the more sophisticated questions you can ask, and there's kind of this constant leapfrogging going on.
Yeah, well, you can think of it going from, like, you know, earlier on we could do 1D calculations. Now we can do two dimensions, and now, you know, we can start to do three dimensions and put more realistic calculations in what the scientists do.
All right, well, good luck with all of that. Barbara Helland is Facilities Division Director for the Advanced Scientific Computing Research Program at the Energy Department. Thank you very much for that update.
Thank you.